worry about nothing. I ain't wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're all. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home. We can work from home. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home, oh, oh. We can work from home, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap, no hands for me? Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' choose. She finesse, I fight bull, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta be on work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, do the work, work, do the work, work, work. Yeah, work, yeah, work. We can work from home, oh, oh. We can work from home.
You're listening to
WMFO in Medford.
It is
7:04. Exactly. It just turned. I watched the numbers all shift on the clock except for the 7.
In the AM.
It stayed the same. It is the morning. That is true.
And who are we?
My name is Nina.
I'm Emma. And this is
our radio show.
Ladies Sorry. And clocks.
There we go. Also true. Yes. Emma, what's our theme today?
Our theme of the day is astronomy and astrology.
Great. Love that.
And do you want to explain our song, our first song choice?
Yeah, this was a late-breaking addition to the playlist that we decided on as we were walking here. We passed some like construction sites, and we were like, this is a great song, mostly about construction, sort of. And I was thinking, perhaps like you wake up in the morning, and it's your daily routine to like read your horoscope. Perhaps you like go to Cafe Astrology and like do your birth chart or something, and you know what it means when you do it, which I don't.
Oh my god.
We can do yours.
Let's do it.
We'll stay tuned, because we'll read the deep dark secrets of Emma's personality.
Incredible.
But then you check your horoscope and it's like there are bad omens for your day, like if you go to work, and you're like, I'm gonna work from home today.
Yes.
And that's the decision that you make, and then maybe you listen to that song on loop for like 10 hours. perhaps.
Maybe you don't even get your horoscope saying that it's going to be that kind of day and you still stay
home. You
just
make that decision for yourself and you're like, maybe. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's it. Stay tuned for more of that fun stuff about our horoscopes and also astronomy, too, I think.
Yeah, I really kind of veered towards the astrology side, but we can see where we ended up.
I have a little mixture of both, so.
Do you want to play some stuff?
Sure. I can play a tune.
Go for it.
Okay.
Night when I came home, when I came in, you were out and gone.
Well, I waited up till after two, then I went downtown to look for you. So how's about telling me where you were at?
Well, me and the boys stopped off for a drink or two.
Now ain't you a pretty thing?
Well, we got to drinking and I guess the time just flew.
There's always two sides to every story. We can straighten this out if we'll take time. Two sides to every story. You tell yours and I'll tell mine.
You said you went downtown to look for me. Did you have to dress up fancy as could be? Accusing you of doing wrong, but that's awful late for you to be out and gone.
Now look who's talking about being late. I wasn't about to sit and wait while you were out there with no telling who.
There's always two sides to every story. We can straighten this out if we'll take time. Two sides to every story. You tell yours and I'll tell mine.
Like the sunset when you get undressed, I'm losing my head. I'm losing my head. I'm losing my head. You got moves I can keep up. Peanut butter skin, baby, you light me up. I like the way you work it. If you let me down, I can show you that I'm worth it. But when we get magnetic.
Stop.
Hey, welcome back.
Still here.
On Ladies and Clogs. And I'm wearing clogs. Yay.
Oh my God, honestly killing it. I'm not wearing clogs, to be completely honest.
But I'm wearing avocado socks, too.
Emma's just doing all the work for the team right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Want me to tell you about the songs?
Please. That we heard? Proceed.
Okay. The first song we heard was Two Sides to Every Story by Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. And,
yes.
I really like that song. I've been listening to it a lot lately. And I realized that do you ever do this thing where you look up? Maybe I'm being embarrassing by admitting this out loud.
No, you can't
here.
Stop.
Okay.
You started.
So you like see, like you're looking up your horoscope and you see what it says and it's like you're talking about the love section of it. Okay. And then you go and you look up your crush's horoscope to see if like you're aligned that month. Because I have done that in my past, my youth.
I think that's awesome. I don't think I've ever done it, but that's really cool and strategic. I love that.
And then you get like really angry if they don't match up. But that's not like their fault. It's just
like if yours is like love's gonna like blossom in your life tomorrow, and then theirs is like nope,
nothing. They're like they're gonna get together with an old flame or something.
And you're and you're like it's not me. Oh,
what? How dare they?
Oh my gosh.
So there's always two sides to that little game.
That's so true.
Called horoscope love.
Horoscope. Yeah, I was gonna try to combine those words, and I'm gonna stop because it wasn't gonna happen.
Oh,
horoscope. Yeah. No, I'm done.
No.
I think that's a really great song. I'm happy you played it. There was a fun moment last night when I was making my playlist and I was trying to choose a Dolly Parton song and I was having some trouble deciding which one I wanted to play because I was going for like the third consecutive week where I play a Dolly Parton song. And I said, I think something along the lines of out loud, wow, I can't pick which Dolly song to put on. And Emma goes, oh, I already have one. So it's fine.
So we have
to
represent.
And it is so fine. I love that. Also on the topic of Dolly Parton, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot right now, and I'm just going to keep going because you need to hear this.
No, please.
The movie 9 to 5, starring, among other people, Dolly Parton, is honestly such a good movie.
What? How have I never heard about this before?
Yeah, I honestly hadn't heard of it really either, but I watched it the other day. It's so good.
Okay, well, I know what I'm doing tonight instead of studying for my test.
Yeah, it's a really good use of time.
Good.
It's the genre of movie where it's like three unlikely friends team up to destroy a man. And one of them is Dolly Parton. And it's so good.
That you've sold me.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, what was the other song you played?
The other song we played was Hope featuring Brave by Tim Legend. And that was a song where I was thinking behind that was that I always get really hopeful when I read my horoscope. I'm like one of those
this
that like
is
believes
so
in
wonderful.
Them. No, it's like pretty sappy, but I think that if I like have a good horoscope, I'll be like, oh yeah, I know what I'm gonna do. Like, just gotta wait till like the 17th when the stars align. It's gonna be a good month.
Mm.
Or they're always like, just focus on your career this month, and I'm like,
and you're
know
like,
what?
Okay, good call.
I'll do it. So yeah, you gotta take it with like a little grain of salt, but mostly I feel like those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where like as much belief as you're like gonna put into it makes it that much true. That was like kind of a poorly constructed sentence, but I think it's like,
yeah,
like it becomes something that's meaningful like when you put meaning into it for yourself.
And like,
so
I don't always,
that counts.
But if it's like focus on your friendships, you're like, oh, I can
this is
go
great advice.
My do
let's
yeah.
do it.
So
yeah,
it doesn't always have to be like really serious for it to be able to do something in your life.
Yeah.
So I'm like pro astrology, I would say.
Nice,
cool. Do you want to play some more tunes?
I will do that.
Sweet. Indeed.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
It us. We here. Oh, man.
What songs did we just hear?
The first song we just heard was called Superstition Future, and that's by Tops. And the thought process was that you were saying a minute ago how you believe in horoscopes, and I was like, cool, I respect that. Additionally, many people would say that they're superstitious and foolish, you know, how people are like,
I would
that's
say,
not real.
Yeah, I would say superstitious in like a positive light, like superstitious, oh. Like believing in the stitions.
I'm like, they're super. Those are some superstitions. Oh, man. I agree with you, but that was like just the wrong perspective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was what that was about. Also, because I feel like often you read a horoscope like to try to divine your own future. So superstition future, looking yeah. towards what's to come.
It's
perhaps in a superstitious cool. manner, but that's also cool.
Yeah.
And then the second song, it was by Hopalong and it was called I Saw My Twin, because I think we're currently in Gemini season. And the Gemini is the twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the internet about this and it says that yeah, from May 21st to June 21st it's Gemini season. I honestly don't really know what this means, but I know a lot of people who's been talking a lot about Gemini season using those specific two words, and
season
it makes it sound really like
yeah.
something big is happening.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered from like context clues, a lot of drama happens in Gemini season, but I honestly don't really know what I'm talking about.
Wow, cool.
But yeah, I think yeah, astrologers believe Geminis have a volatile temperament, and their strength, however, is in their versatility, so that their versatility allows them to learn a little bit about everything and develop skills in many areas.
That's really cool.
I guess that makes sense if it's twins.
Yeah.
Like, versatile. Literally two people. I'm not on fire right now.
No, you are.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I think maybe drama's happening. I'm not really sure, but I think that's currently the season we're in, and that's a song about with the word twin in the title. Take over.
I can play some tunes.
I would love
that kind of relates to that, actually.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna play it right
Let's
now. Ready?
Go.
It's on.
That means no. Where I come from, I am cold. I'm waiting for the day to come. I chew my lips. Oh, and I scratch my nose. Feels so good to be a rose. Oh, don't you lift me up. Ooh, like I'm that shy. No, 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 just give it up. There are bats all dissolving in a row. Wishy-washy dark that cannot let go, and I cannot let go, and so I thank the Lord, ooh, and I thank his sword, though it be mincing up the morning slightly bored. Oh, whoa, whoa, morning without a warning like a hole. Oh, and I watch you. Dragons who were built to have and hold, and some machines are dropped from great heights lovingly, and some great bellies ache with many bumblebees, and they sting so terribly. I do as I please. Your skin is something that I stir into my tea, and I am watching you, and you are starry, 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 and I'm tumbling down, and I check a frown. just look around to see me serenaded Ally and celebrated Sally and dedicated Dowly, waltzing with the open sea.
Take that money, watch it burn, sing in the river, the lessons I learned. holds me makes me feel alive.
Ladies and clocks,
we're back.
The radio.
It's us.
WMFO in Medford.
You are the things.
Oh, wow. I'm just giggling a little bit. What songs did we just hear?
We heard Clam, Crab, Cockle, and Cowrie
mm-hmm.
by Joanna Newsom.
Yeah.
First. And I chose that song because my birthday is in July, and uh-huh. I am like... under the Cancer Crab sign.
Oh, nice.
And that means that I am very emotional, and that's all I remember about it from the last time I learned about it. And I think it fits. And I'm, like, ruled by the moon, I think, which also makes sense. That I'm, like, always very drawn to the moon, just in case anyone was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Cool. Then the other song that we heard was called Counting Stars by OneRepublic.
Nice.
And that one was, my thinking was that we needed some astronomy in there too.
That was good of you.
And counting stars is like a really fun thing to do if you're stargazing, which I haven't done yet this summer and I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my next goal, go stargazing.
Mm-hmm. Can I come with you?
Yeah.
Usually my summers have a lot of stargazing and yeah, this one has so far has had none, which is really a bummer.
I think we'd have to go like kind of far out to stargaze.
Yeah.
That's why we should enlist someone with a car.
Okay. Yeah. We can make this happen.
Like that's how like, deep I want to go into the, like the stargazing woods.
No, I'm there. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's what I have to say.
Nice.
Also something that I'm just going to keep going with this.
No, don't.
Is that
please.
Relating like the astrology love theme with the astronomy theme.
Oh.
You know those movies where one person gets the other person a star named after them? Specifically, what? I'm thinking about A Walk to Remember. anyway, it's this movie where she's really into astrology and he like
gets
he
her
buys
star.
Her like a star.
Oh, when you can like
called okay. her name.
Yeah.
So I also think that's really cute.
Oh, that was just
that's just
a thing
aside.
That can happen. Would you like me to buy you a star, Emma? I think that's
wow.
You're not being very subtle.
Well, it's only the dream, but
okay, I'll look into it. Probably that's really expensive, but we'll see what I can do.
Yeah, no, they were also getting married, so like he was ready to spend the money on her.
Are you asking me to propose to you? Oh my gosh, you're really like you want it all right now.
I have so many demands.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. On that note, should I play a little PSA?
Yeah, please.
I mean, read.
Play it with your voice.
So this is a blackout emergency preparedness PSA for when stars aren't aligned.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to read it now.
Go for it.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel also that one perhaps upside of a blackout is that you can see more stars.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was going with it.
Yeah.
But it didn't work as well as the words you just said together in a row. So yeah. Proud of you.
Thank you.
That was really adorable. Do you want to play some more tunes?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Bye, world.
Story, universe, you are melody in the just play this one out till it explodes to a thousand tiny pieces. What's your story, universe? You were melody and numbers, you were shapes, you were rhythms. There are signs that we can learn, place over the heavens to predict how long we'll burn. How long will I last? Can I turn up the heat? What star am I circling? What's circling me? Now my ebb and my flow, my lack of control, turning on, turning on. Say yes, play no.
This is still
Emma
and Nina. No, that was great. Thanks for jumping there anytime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Ladies and Clogs, the coolest show at 7 a.m. on Tuesday mornings on WMFO in Medford. Am I right?
Oh my God, you're so right. Honestly,
I had to qualify correct. How cool we were.
This is the coolest one.
The only one. What?
It's fine. The coolest.
What songs did we hear?
Anyway, we heard the first song is A Thousand Tiny Pieces by the Vigatanias, which talks a lot of, like, has a lot of lyrics that are like asking questions about like the world and like life and what's happening, and like mentions like the heavens and stars, and like seemed horoscopy to me, as like seemed to be thinking about like stars in the sky and like what they might mean. So there's that. Could have done a better job with those words, but that's okay. The other one segues nicely, because often I feel like I stumble over my words and then say, wow, we're really on fire right now, Emma. This song that we heard right after that was called I'm on Fire by Shaky Grace.
You got it.
I am not on fire.
You
which
are always.
I partially put there because I am a Sagittarius and that's a fire sign. Also, I say the words I'm on fire a lot in a way where really I'm not that. Killing it. And
you
I'm
are
just
a fire sign.
Words happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like feel that vibe with you.
That I'm a Sagittarius or that I just stumble over my words 100% of the time.
Well, that's no, just kidding. That you're a fire sign.
Mm.
We've discussed this before because I'm a water sign.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those were both anyway. Really great songs. We were just talking about how much we like the Shaky Graves. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in various future weeks and I'll probably be playing more.
Cool.
I'm going to make that my goal.
Love that.
Cool beans. Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, do it.
Ooh, get my coffee
this
into me.
This is really something that is happening right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm going to appear. It's here.
I'm ready. Whatever.
It's a slow start.
Okay, we're going to get there. All together.
Nice.
Don't
again. That was so creepy. Was I hate it.
It's 7:49
in the a.m. of Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's really the morning.
We are morning in it.
Yep.
Oh gosh,
you're on fire. We are both on fire. What songs
we heard? Give Me My Month by James Blake, and that's when I'm like reading a magazine. I like flip to the horoscope. Give Me My Month.
Yes, that painted such a vivid picture. That was perfect.
So that is what I always look for first. And also my crush's horoscope, obviously.
Oh, yeah, duh. You got to do the two stories cross-reference situation. Yeah.
So that was Give Me My Month by James Blake, which is a good song, I think. And then the other song we heard was Dark Star by the Grateful Dead.
Nice.
And I was trying to make it also about astronomy, but I don't really know what, like, a dark star is in terms of astronomy. I feel like in terms of, like, people, it's someone who... like a dark horse kind of deal where you're like in the background and you're like sort of an underdog, you're like darker in the background, and then all of a sudden you're just like star power.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe not.
For anyone who couldn't see, which is everyone other than me, Emma was like moved away from the microphone and was like kind of slouching and like looking kind of creepy, and then like jumped and put her arms up in like a star jump in the chair situation.
So that's that was what you a get big if thing. And you're in this radio station.
I know, I'm super
you're welcome,
lucky.
Nina.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you want to play some tunes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Down, 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 down. Hi, hello.
Hello.
It's us on Ladies and Clogs.
The radio. This is WMFO in Medford.
It is 7:55:03 a.m. on a Tuesday, bright Tuesday morning.
Nice. So yeah, that means we have 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to be here with you all today. So we're going to play another song and then leave. Yeah. And we'll be back next week at Tuesday. At Tuesday on 7. So tune back in.
That was really clever.
Thank you. I fumbled and then tried to just commit.
You did it. I also have a little PSA. And that PSA is, everyone, it's supposed to be really sunny today. So wear your hats, put on that sunscreen.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah.
Also, you know, like drink water.
Well, that's sort of optional. Maybe.
Okay. Fine.
Sorry.
You know, like say something nice to someone.
Yeah.
Do something nice for yourself. Yeah. Check your horoscope.
Really check your horoscope.
Believe it if you want to.
Yeah. Check your crush's horoscope if you want to fall in love today.
Yeah, definitely true. I mean, who doesn't? I don't know. That's super fair. You doesn't need to be something. Anyway.
Cool. On that note, we can leave you our voices and play you the tunes, which may be more enjoyable.
We'll spare you. This last song we're going to hear is by Rihanna. It's called Question Existing, which I think is often something that sort of happens when you're looking at either like lots of stars in the night sky or you're reading your horoscope and you're trying to find answers. You're asking questions about existence.
That was anyway, a beautiful end, I think.
Thank you. I'm going to really stop now.
Wants to be my friend for who I really am.
Who am I?